Hare Krishna, today is the disappearance day of Mukunda Datta. And Mukunda Datta was a classmate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was attending the school of Gangadas Pandit, and he was still in the mood of a logician, had not yet manifest his identity as a Param Vaishnava. And of course Mukunda was a Vaishnav from Vaishnav family, and Lord Chaitanya used to argue, debate with Mukunda on principles of logic. And those debates could end up being very confusing, because Lord Chaitanya would present some argument and Mukunda would try to defeat it, which he couldn't. Then Lord Chaitanya would give the defeating argument, and he would give the defeating argument towards that, and then the defeating arguments towards that, and ultimately it became really very confusing to determine what was actually the truth, or what was the reality of things. And of course that's the nature of logic, is that tarko patishta shutayo vivinam, is that you can argue until you're blue in the face, someone will always come up with a better argument, and so there's no end to logic. Rather mahajana yena katasapanta, the real path of truth is following in the footsteps of mahajans. But Mukunda was Vasudev Datta's brother, younger brother, and he was very famous for being a kirtani, a beautiful singer. And he would sing all kinds of Vaishnav songs and sing Hare Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya very much liked his singing at Srivas Angan. Lord Chaitanya would dance to his kirtans and songs, different acharyas. But although Mukunda Datta was an eternal associate, which means that he was also a cowherd boy who was very expert at entertaining Krishna and Balaram with his singing in the spiritual world. But he had a weakness, and that was that he was open to hearing the philosophical discussions and Mayavad explanations of other materialistic Mayavadi people in Navadvip, because after all Navadvip was a place of learning, but it was a place of learning mostly for impersonalists. And so he would go to these places and he would hear these things. And Lord Chaitanya was very displeased by that, and finally Lord Chaitanya even for a certain period of time banned him from his association. Of course, anyway, it was a lila, because he were talking about an eternal associate, but nonetheless Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shows that even though one may be his associate, the risk of associating Mayavadi Basishun Nihoya Sharvanash. In fact, Chaitanya Charitamrita says that even a Mahabhagavata can fall down from his position by hearing Mayavad philosophy. So Vaishnavas can take note that it's something that we should be extremely cautious about, careful about. Of course, it's rare that devotees will go listen to Mayavadis talking. On the other hand, there are so many things out there in the world that we live in that are full of Mayavad philosophy and Mayavad conclusions. If you listen to mundane music, radio, television, movies, it's all Mayavad. And of course, we don't want to lose the favor of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What chance as someone got for advancing in Krishna consciousness, if we lose the grace of Lord Gauranga. So we should avoid such things, and of course Lord Chaitanya says as much. Asat sangya tyage vaishnava char. This is the conduct of Vaishnavas, is that all of these asat. Asat means temporary, it means useless, it means materialistic. All of these materialistic things we should reject because they are not favorable for Krishna consciousness. And why would? Why would anyone indulge in those things that either directly or indirectly minimize and criticize Krishna? That materialism is something that gives an alternate to transcendental enjoyment, other types of philosophies or ideologies simply undermine Krishna's personality and trying to establish him as being formless. So these are things that don't really interest pure Vaishnavas. It's not something that devotees care to hear or entertain. So Mukunda Datta, like Haridas Thakur, Chota Haridas, Vadnaramin, Chota Haridas Thakur, he was made an example of, so that we would also learn to stay away from these type of things. They're not good, not favorable for our spiritual life. And still, Mukunda Datta was very dear to Lord Chaitanya, and he was one of the four people who left with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. In fact, before Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, he went and told Mukunda that that's what he wanted to do. And Mukunda asked him to wait a few days, continue on with his Sankirtan movement for a few days before leaving, which Lord Chaitanya did do. And then they all left and went, followed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he wandered around, went to Shantipur, and then from there went to Puri, and Mukunda Datta was also there when Lord Nityananda broke Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's danda. So today is the disappearance day. Gaurangira Sangimaginitya Siddha Karimani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate. It's always a purifying activity for us to remember them, glorify them, and see what lesson we can learn from their service to an interaction with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna.